Daniel chapter 12. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince who stands for the children of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, every one who shall be found written in the book. So what time is this? Well, at the end of chapter 11, it's the time when the king of the north, we're told, whoever that power is, it sounds like Assyria and Babylon, they were called the king of the north, that they are going to come and invade God's people and eventually be destroyed. And Michael is going to stand up. Well, Michael is the angel who represents Israel before God. And there's going to be a time of trouble such as never was. Now, you could say that this is specifically talking about a time of trouble for Israel. That may be the case, in which case it will be something worse than the Holocaust that went on in the time of the Second World War in Europe, where over 6 million Jews were put into camps and killed and tortured and burnt to death in prison camps and death camps. This is going to be a time of trouble such as never was. It's going to be worse than that. You could also say it's going to be a time of trouble more generally, not just for Israel, but for God's people, whatever they are, believers, Christian believers. There is a time of trouble coming. And Jesus said that unless the days are shortened, nobody would be saved. But for the sake of the chosen ones, they will be shortened. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So you see from that you don't go to heaven when you die. The division between the good and the bad is when Jesus comes back. And death is a sleep. Whether you sleep for 1 minute or for 1 hour or 10 hours. But next you know, you've woken up and there you are, you're awake. And that's what death is like for us. And they will sleep, but then awake, this is at the resurrection, some to everlasting life, some will be given at the day of judgment eternal life, and some will be given shame and will be despised forever. So, the division is not when you die, it's when Jesus comes back at the resurrection and the judgment. Everlasting life. Life eternal, forever and ever. That's what is in front of us. And that is why we've got to be absolutely devoted to that now. It's not just a mere religion, just a few ideas that you have in your head now and again, a church you go to on a Sunday. This is absolutely everything for us, that we will live forever. And when our loved ones die and we take comfort that they'll be resurrected and live forever, well, we've got to take that seriously. That's not just something you think about when somebody dies at a funeral. This is absolute reality for us all the way through our lives. Those who are wise will shine as the brightness of the heavens, and those who turn many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever and ever. So then, those who bring other people to know the truth about the hope of the kingdom and resurrection and eternal life, they will shine like stars forever. You remember God told Abraham, you will have a seed, many children, as many as the stars in the sky. And so, this is what we have to look forward to. And if you can persuade just one person in the course of your life of the wonder and the truth of these things, and they say yes and they get baptized and they abide in Christ and you help them to stay in Jesus, then you will find that you are going to shine forever as well. So that's why by all means we give our whole lives to trying to bring men and women to see the wonderful truth of these things. Now, there's so much that distracts us that, oh no, it's better to not spend my time preaching. I want to get on with having a good life, with having a good career, go out with my friends and have a cool time and be involved in sport and involved in this, that and the other. All right, you can do that. But those who instead spend their time as he says here, turning others to righteousness, will shine forever and ever. That's the great hope that is in front of us. And so if we believe this, that I, by God's grace, will live forever, then you give your whole life to that. This is not a hobby. This is not part of your life. This is your life. But you, Daniel, shut up the word, seal the book until the time of its fulfillment. Many shall run back and forth, and knowledge will be increased. Now, poor Daniel, he was hoping that the kingdom of God would be established in his lifetime, but he's being told, no, bad things have got to happen yet, and then you will be resurrected at the end. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, two others stood, one on the riverbank on this side, and the other on the riverbank on that side. One said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. Well, you could take a time as being a year, times as 2 years and half a year. So, again, this 3.5 years, this 1,260 days. And when they have made an end of breaking in pieces the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. So, again, you see that God's people, be it Israel or the Christian believers, are going to have to suffer and be broken in pieces. I heard, but I didn't understand. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? He said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are shut up and sealed until the time of the end. Many shall purify themselves and make themselves white and be refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but those who are wise shall understand. So it's clearly talking about a time of very great trouble that we may very well have to go through in our lives. From the time that the continual burnt offering shall be taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. Now, what exactly this means, I don't think we will know until the end, until those who are going through that time of trouble actually experience these things, and then it will be clear. But you, this is Daniel, go your way until the end, for you shall rest and shall stand in your lot at the end of the days. So, Daniel is going to be resurrected. But there he was, hoping he was going to be in the kingdom. There and then, and he's told, no, you've got to die, but you will be amongst those who sleep in the dust of the earth, who will awake to everlasting life, and you will stand in your lot. And I think the idea is that we will each have an individual inheritance in God's kingdom. It won't just all be the same for everybody. Somebody might be the ruler of that village or that area or have this particular responsibility in God's kingdom. We will all have a particular responsibility. So it won't just be living forever, looking out to sea, enjoying the nice climate and temperature and all that. We'll actually be active. I mean, that would be boring. We will actually be active serving God. But of course, unless you want to serve God in this life, then the kingdom isn't really going to be a great deal for you. But if in this life we want above all things to serve God, although we're held back by our limitations, by our own maybe lack of health, lack of money, lack of opportunity as we see it, in the kingdom we will be able to serve God. And the great thing is that in this life, we want to do that.